With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States and Britain have struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen and a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups in the region. North Korea says it's tested cruise missiles outfitted with new super large warheads.
The latest test continues a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rival South Korea worried. South Korea's military says that it did detect the North launching multiple cruise missiles. Analysts say that North Korea's emphasis on the new super large warhead could imply that these missiles are intended to be armed with nuclear weapons. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, it appears President Biden has won the Democratic presidential primary in South Carolina. The DNC calls Saturday's primary the first official Democratic primary of 2024. Rapper 50 Cent is criticizing New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to distribute $53 million to the city's illegal immigrants. The Queens native took to Instagram Saturday after reading the New York Post report that the Adams administration plans to give prepaid credit cards to illegals arriving at the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown. In his post, 50 Cent said, quote, "Maybe Trump is the answer," end quote. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake is reported in Oklahoma. Geophysicist Paul Caruso says thousands of people are reporting feeling the earthquake.
One of the things they tell us is how strongly they felt it. And in this case, most of the reports we're seeing, the intensity was fairly low. We wouldn't expect to see any significant damage or any casualties from this event.
This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issues its marching orders, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia in 2024, and the results will likely have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and aggressive Islamic groups. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population on earth. This is SRN News. Graffiti in downtown Los Angeles. Keith Peters explains.
An unfinished high-rise development in the city's entertainment district has become the target of graffiti taggers who have struck dozens of floors. The vandalism is the latest twist in the saga of a three-tower project near Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the LA Live Dining and Events Complex. The towers were going to house a hotel and luxury condos, but the project stalled in 2019 when the developer ran out of money. Police say they've met with the property management to ensure security measures will be implemented and the graffiti will be removed. Keith Peters reporting.
Intense forest fires burning around a densely populated area of central Chile leave at least 20 people dead, dozens injured, and more than 1,000 homes destroyed. The Interior Ministry says there are currently 92 forest fires burning. More details at srnnews.com.